Thanks, Dave and Bo, and we'll kick off this news update presented by Sports Authority by looking at the matchup between the 4-1 Eagles and the 3-2 New York Giants, which was spiced up earlier this week when safety Antrell Roll said that the Eagles are not the team to beat in the division and that the Eagles won the division in a weak NFC East a year ago. Well, on Wednesday, the Eagles players responded.
Like I said, he's a good player. They got a pretty good thing going there in New York. So we'll play the game. We'll see how it goes. I'm confident with my group. We're 4-1. We're doing something right, and we'll see what happens.
We'll continue to go out there and win. I don't care how we win. We can win 2-0. We can win 50-49 as long as we go out there and win.
Head coach Chip Kelly offered his preview of the Giants, who will feature a rookie rusher in Andre Williams, a tough downhill attacker this Sunday. And on defense, the Giants have a lot of familiar faces to the Eagles, but have overcome some injuries this year.
Yeah, he's a big physical runner. You know, and I think it's evident you just watch him in the preseason or just watch him when he's at Boston College. He ran for over 2,000 yards last year at BC, you know, he's a guy you knew who he was coming out because he was at the combine. You got a chance to see him. Big, hard-nosed, physical runner, you know. He's in the same mode. All three of their backs are kind of the similar type guys. You know, they're all bigger running backs. They're physical downhill guys. So he fits in the mold of what a New York Giants running back is. Pierre Paul's a little bit more healthy than he was last year. They've added a couple guys in the secondary that I think have helped them a little bit. But it seems like they were banged up a lot of last year, you know, when guys in and out of the lineup and really struggled with from an injury standpoint. But they seem like they're a lot healthier now.
Eli's coming. The Giants quarterback has been red hot of late with a passer rating of 100 or better in the last three contests. All wins for the Giants. Now the Eagles are certainly familiar with Eli Manning, but it's a new offensive scheme with new personnel all around them. So how will the Eagles defend Manning this time around?
It's another weapon, and what they're doing now is they're spreading the field a lot more than they ever have in the past. So, you know, when you got Victor Cruz and Beckham and Randall and the tight end in the game, then it makes it difficult in terms of everybody is a viable option for him.
Giants head coach Tom Coughlin explained a short time ago what the biggest difference in Manning's game has been these past few weeks.
I think Eli got a little bit more confident of the entire system. You know, he literally has control of everything on the field, and I think he's moved very rapidly into the new terminology, and he's able to communicate that in terms of signals and so on and so forth at the line of scrimmage very well. And I think the fact that, he was able to do it and the results were good. So I just think he's gotten a little bit more comfortable with everything as we've gone along, and as a result, we've gotten better.
Now the Eagles have some injury concerns of their own as both linebackers Michael Kendricks and D'Amico Ryans missed Wednesday's training session. On the offensive side of the ball, running back Chris Polk and wide receiver Brad Smith were sidelined as well. That's going to do it for today's news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more here on Eagles 360.